Earl, I guess y'all were one of the first groups to really do a lot of traveling overseas, and especially into Japan with this type of music.
We went to Japan in 68. I don't know if any other bluegrass type groups had ever been there or not, but we went over for, I guess, about 15 or 17 days, something like that. And it was just unbelievable how they accepted us, and at the audiences, the crowds that we did have. It was really, it just blew my mind. I didn't know how popular the banjo, well, I had no idea how popular the banjo was over there, but I met one guy who was teaching banjo, and he had a little over 200 students just himself. So it went real well, and I've had a lot of personal contact with Japanese people ever since.
Now, when y'all were over there, you were very, very popular there, and you drew very big crowds, mm-hmm. from what I've heard.
Yeah.
I've heard some situations where they wanted autographs so bad they would just practically mob you.
We got there. The first night, we was playing this auditorium, and it was equivalent to Carnegie Hall. It was a real elite auditorium, and apparently there'd been a band there that didn't want to do any autographs, so this manager asked if we had signed some autographs after the show, and said, sure, we'd be happy to. Well, behind the stage, they had a little corridor, and one side it was glass, as well as I remember. For some reason, I don't remember, but they had a table set to where they couldn't get by us except but one side. In other words, it'd come by me first, and I'd sign, and Lester'd sign, and go on by the end of the table. Well, we signed until the time was running low, and people knew that they weren't going to have enough time to get an autograph, so they got to trying to push in so fast until they pushed this one glass panel down. Well, that wound it up with the promoters. They rushed us into a room, cut out all of the lights, and it took a couple of hours, I guess, before we ever got out. And they got us out with cigarette lighters, showing us down exits. Anyway, it was. I had fun with the guy the rest of the tour while I was over there. Each night, I'd say, can we autograph tonight? No, autographs, no autographs.